أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This ayat kareema of the Quran Sharif which I have recited is a well-known famous ayat, and every Muslim knows it, and every Muslim knows the translation also. However, our Honorable Shaykh Arif Billah, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, the common translation we make is correct but not complete. The complete translation is, this according to Arabic grammar is called Jumla Ismiya, a nominative sentence. And a nominative sentence gives indication towards continuity all the time. Also the verb that is used in here, yusallun, is also a verb that shows continuity all the time. So the complete translation is Allah and His Malaika are continuously, all the time, sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah commands the believers, and the command in Arabic is also made from that verb that shows continuity, that you also send durood continuously on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and salam also. So in this ayat then we come to know that Allah Ta'ala is sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of Allah Ta'ala sending durood? Of course Allah does not send durood as ibadat. Who's ibadat must Allah make? Allah is ma'bud, He is worship, He doesn't make any much ibadat. So this, but on the other hand, there is a rare occasion that we can engage in that ibadat which Allah is also doing, though not as an ibadat, but we can do that what Allah is doing. That is, Allah is sending durood, and we are given the honor that you also send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the meaning of Allah Ta'ala sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got a twofold meaning. One was, the meaning is that when this ayat was revealed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting on the Minbar Sharif of Masjid Nabawi in Medina. He asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the meaning of this ayat, the tafsir? They had lot of adab and respect to Sahaba. They said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. That department is Allah and His Rasul. They know. Yeah, we have got a great lesson to learn. Many of us, we are sick. We don't know anything about deen. Our recitation of Quran Sharif is also not correct. We got very scant knowledge of deen. But a matter comes of the issue of the cycle of the moon, a divorce matter comes, halal haram matter comes, differences of opinion amongst the ulama comes, and we say everyone acts like a mufti. We won't have topi on our head, we'll have big beers, big cigarettes, cigars in our mouth, reclining on our couches, and we are giving our opinion. I think it must be like this. As if deen is a matter of opinion. The most strongest foundation and pillar of anything are that of deen. Quran and Hadith, the Kalam of Allah and the Kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should also have that respect and adab. Any matters of deen, this is the ulama's department. We leave it to them. We won't interfere in this. That should be our attitude. So anyway, that Allah Ta'ala sent the meaning of the ayat with Jibreel alayhi salam. There is also a rare occasion where Allah Himself made tafsir of the Quran. When this ayat, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَةٌ was revealed. Allah made the tafsir of this ayat, and this is the meaning of the durood of the, or sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذَا ذُكِّرْتُ ذُكِّرْتَ مَعِيَّا. That when I made the arrangement, O my beloved Nabi, in the whole world, that whenever, wherever I will be remembered, you will be remembered with me also. So we see, for example, we are going to be making Juma namaz now, Zohar time, and somewhere they are making Fajr now, somewhere they are making Isha, somewhere Maghrib, somewhere Asar. Due to geographical time differences, in different places, different namazes are being made. Then a think Shafis may give azan in awwal waqt, Hanafis give a little bit delay. So that differences also make that every split second there are azans carrying on in the world. Some namaz or the other, and somewhere in the world azans are carrying on. And not one, two azans. For example, Cairo, a city of 1,000 minarets, much more than that also. But famously it's known as city of 1,000. How many azans in Cairo? How many azans in Kuala Lumpur? How many azans in Jakarta, in Karachi, the whole world? How many azans are taking place? And every azan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and that azan will never be complete without Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul's zikr. When a baby is born, then we must give azan in the right ear and iqama, takbir, in the left ear. Then also Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul's zikr. When a person has passed away and we close the eyelids, then also we should read Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. When we put him in his qabr, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. Janaza namaz, where after the first takbir we read Tana. After the second takbir we read Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When we wake up in the morning, we should read Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. When we sleep at night, also we should read the kalima. So from morning to night, birth to death, east to west, north to south, Allah has made the arrangement that Allah's zikr is taking place, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is one of the meanings that continuously Allah has made that the zikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take place. The other meaning that Allah is sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is sending His countless, unlimited mercies all the time on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Rawza-e Mubarak. All the time. The Niagara Falls, for example, Victoria Falls, they are such falls and the water splashes, though you stand perhaps almost a kilometer away from the actual fall. But the splashes of the water is so much that your clothes get wet. They hire out raincoats there. You wear the raincoat so that your clothes don't get wet. Much more than all the waterfalls of the world together, Allah's Rahmat Falls is coming on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there we are not standing 1 kilometer away. When we go to Masjid an-Nabawi, about 7-8 meters, we are so close. And yeah, we don't have to wear a raincoat to save us from Allah's mercy. Yeah, we have to take out our raincoat of sin. If we take out our raincoat of sin, and it is for that reason why a person should go to Ahlullah and Mashayikh, to spiritual doctors, that they will go when before you go for Hajj Umrah, and for generally for everything, take out the raincoat of sin. Then Allah's Rahmat, yeah, in the Masjid, yeah, now in Kamati Kwet, Allah's Rahmat is coming down. But if we got our raincoat of sins covering us from head to toe, though we came in the Masjid, we sat half an hour, 1 hour, but we won't get that Rahmat. Take off that raincoat of sins and then see Allah's Rahmat is coming. Yeah, also, and there at Rawza-e Mubarak, torrents are coming down. If we take off the raincoat of sins, then we will see our lives will change. And many people, alhamdulillah, who have been fortunate to make sincere tawbah, istighfar, when they return, they feel we are different people. We went for an operation, and the operation was 100% successful. We got a new life now. You are 60, but you are feeling that you are 16. You are feeling young spiritually. You've got energy in you. So this is the meaning of Allah sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the malaika, the angels are also sending all the time durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of the malaika, the farishta sending durood? They are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything that we really love and that we respect and that we honor, you don't have to be told. By nature, you just remember that. If, for example, a person is taking delivery of his Mercedes Benz on Monday morning, top of the range, latest model, the whole weekend, he can't sleep, he's thinking of his mercy. And not only he, the whole family, the children, everyone. They are cleaning the garage, they are putting a 7-sheet carpet in the garage. And they are just dreaming of the Mercedes all the time. If we had the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when we recognize the honor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we also shouldn't be able to stop talking of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wherever we are, all the time, we should be talking of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's necessary to develop that love and to understand the honorable position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it is so abundantly clear in the Quran Sharif, for example, Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you but as a complete embodiment of mercy for the whole world. One day, we can never stop explaining what this mercy is of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam coming for all the realms. One is that had it not been for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah would not have created the creation. We should not have been in existence. We shouldn't have been anything. It is because of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we are in existence. We got eyes, we got brains, we are living. We're all in the satta and barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Today we enjoy all our the Jummah we are enjoying. We will enjoy our meals just now. We enjoy our cars. We enjoy our houses, our family. Enjoy looking at our children. All this is because of the rahmat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what is the high condition? Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Oh Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, your akhlaq and character is not only the most high and sublime, but we have given you the sole franchise and the sole agency of good akhlaq. Nobody else, anyone who wants akhlaq must go learn from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's teaching, study the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, study the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then, for example, we see Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a sahabi. His praises for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَتْتُ عَيْنِ. My eye did not see anyone as handsome as you ever. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَى. No woman has ever given birth to anyone more beautiful and handsome to you. Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayh, we like to hear the famous Qasida Murda Sharif, which is really very beautiful, and we should read it also ourselves and try to understand the meaning. In one place he says, Ba'atha an-nabiyyina fi khalqin wa fi khuluqin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpassed all the anbiya alayhi wa sallam, all the messengers, in outward beauty and in inward character also. Today, for example, races in the Olympics, in the Olympic Games, they are won by a hundredth of a second. But yet, so to say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as far as outward beauty, as far as inward beauty and quality and character, he was already at the winning post when the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were not even to be seen on the horizon as yet. Such a Nabi Allah Ta'ala has given us. So they are, because of this, they are continuously in the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Allah orders the mu'mineen, the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladheena aamanu. The believers are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladheena aamanu. And we know our friend, whatever he knows, there is something good. There is a plot for sale, there is a business for sale, and it's a real bargain. You tell your friend immediately, go for it. There is a chance for you. We need the jobs out of job. There is a job available, a good job. Go for it quickly. You force me. I'll come pick you up. I'll take you, but go for it. Allah is the friend of the believer. Such a great business of sending the ruh, Allah, which Allah is doing. And the malaika are doing. Allah says, my friends, you also do this business. There is no greater profitable business. A business in which there is no possibility of any loss. And the profits of it are so great. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Kulpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, it is as though Like we know many businesses, wholesale business, retail, car business, service, many businesses. But we unfortunately, we don't know the business of sending gurus. We know the small profits for which you slog morning till night, and that money which doesn't go with you wherever you are. Then it's left in the bank, it's left wherever in the safe. And the Guru Sharif prophets are with you wherever you go. And not only in this dunya, they will come with you in Akhirat also. And so little effort, and practically no effort, and the returns are so great. And if we have a business established, for example, 1920, we make sure we write on our shop where we advertise offices, established 1920. On our invoices, statements, established 1920. This is a business of sending durood since ever. Allah is since ever. And Allah is forever. All the time Allah Himself is sending durood. And so to say, the directors of this business, so to say, is Allah and is the Malaika. There is not a business that fly by night that they sell selling shares, and tomorrow when you want to just make inquiry, the business, there is no one, you don't see anyone there. This is a whole solid business, and the directors are so strong. And then shares are being offered in this business. And what is the share? As many gurus as you want. You can read one durood, you can read 100 durood. These are the shares you are buying. And in my limited knowledge, for one share that you buy, one durood that you read, and the shortest durood, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu should read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the shortest durood that has come in the hadith itself, sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. So just so much you read, what you got in return? 70. You bought for a million, you sold for 70 million. And no overhead, no salaries to be paid, no taxes to be paid, no deduction. What is it? A person who sent one time durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Himself sends 10 durood on you. Our durood with our dirty mouths, hearts, brains, minds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends 10 durood. Allah sends 10 salams on you. So you have made a prophet of 20 already. Allah forgives 10 of your sins, He made a prophet of 50. Allah raises your position in Jannah by 10, a prophet of 40. Allah forgives 10 of your sins, 50. 10 malaika make dua for you, 60 already. And you get the sawab of freeing 10 slaves also, 70. Just like sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reward will be with you wherever you are in the world. And at the time of mort, this reward, in the Qadr, they will be with you. In the Akhirat, forever in Jannah, such a profitable business. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna awla al-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah, aktharuhum alayya salatah. The person who will be the most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah is the person who reads the most durood. There are three meanings that to be close to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is to be physically close. To be on the day of Qiyamah, to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What greater honor can there be? It's up to us, the one who reads the most. How much durood, so much we will be closer. The more durood we read, the more closer. The second meaning, that person will gain the most love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who reads the most durood. So who wouldn't like to be loved by? We must love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to get the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's up to us. Anyone who reads more durood will get more love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third meaning, the intercession and shafaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person will get it the most who reads more. How much durood? So much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for us. It comes in a hadith sharif that al-baqir idha dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. I will complete on this, that the real stingy person is that person that my name is taken in front of him and he does not send durood. He can't even just move his lips and his tongue little bit. It doesn't cost him 1 cent. His throat won't get dry. And what great return. And the favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he can't say one thank you. When we read durood, we are saying jazakallah. We are making dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that we are praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that We are expressing our love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we were not in a position to do it. So Allah said, you tell me, and I will send the durood, and I will credit your account as though you did. But you are not in a position that you could praise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as he is to be praised. So anyway, that we don't send durood, that is the most stingy person. To understand stingy, in Urdu, there is a proverb, makhi chus, which means a person who sucked the fly. What does this mean? The Prophet wasn't made by somebody who thought of it. A person was eating his soup curry and a fly fell inside. When the fly started flying out, he caught the fly. And he started sucking the fly. He said, you can go, I don't need you. But my soup, how much of soup? And a dirty insect like a fly. But wallah, more stingy than that person is the person who doesn't send to you. So durood sharif is a very, very great ibadat. We should not be unmindful of it. If we are not reading, start reading. If we are reading, increase. If we are reading quite a bit, read it with passion, with love, and with enjoyment, read durood, not just to complete numbers. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wana. Ajay, inshallah. Tomorrow when we are Islamic Majlis in Nath's Prayer from Asr to Isha. Please all try and attend there. Ladies program 9 in the afternoon, 3 to 4. You'll see the notice there. Please attend, let the ladies attend there. Tomorrow afternoon there's a ladies program also in Nath's Prayer. And from Asr to Isha for men there is an Islamic Jalsa. Then 20, 21 and 22 of February, there will be an Islamic Jalsa in the Darul Uloom in Al-Qasr. Please try and attend there as well.